ಅದ್ವೈತಾಮೃತವರ್ಷಿಣಿ ಭಗವತಿ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶಾಧ್ಯಾಯಿನಿ ಅಂಬತ್ವಾಮನುಸಂದಿ ಭಗವ ಗೀತೆ ಪವದ್ವೇಷಿಣಿ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲಬುದ್ಧೇ ಉಲ್ಲಾಸಿಂದಾಯತ ಪತ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ ಯೇನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲಪೂರ್ಣ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನ ಪಾರಿಜಾತಾಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರವೇತ್ರೈಕಪಾಲಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಮೃತದುಹೇ ನಮಃ ಸರ್ವೋಪನಿಷದೋ ಕಾಮೋ ಲೋಕಾ ಗೋಪಾಲನಂದನ ಪಾರ್ಥೋ ವತ್ಸ ಸುಧೀರ್ಭೋತ ದುಕ್ತಂ ಗೀತಾಮೃತಂ ಮಹತ್ ವಸುದೇವ ಸುತಂ ದಿವಂ ಸಂತಚಾನು ಸಮರ್ಥನಂ ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ದಶರಥಂ ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಂ ಲಂಘಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾ ತವಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವರುಣೇಂದ್ರ ರುದ್ರ ಮರುತಃ ಕುಂಭಂತಿ ದಿವ್ಯೈಃ ವೇದೈಸ್ತಾಂಗ ಪದಕ್ರಮೋ ಮನುಷ್ಯೈ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಸಾಮಗಃ ಜ್ಞಾನಭಕ್ತಿಚದರ್ಶತೆ ನ ಮನಸಾ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನೋ ಯಶಾಂತಂ ನ ವಿದು ಸುರಸುರತನ ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಕಲಾವವತು ಸಕಲೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ನಿತಯೇ ಸರ್ವ ವಿದ್ಯಾನಾಂ ವಿಶಜೇ ಭವಲೋಕಿಣಾಂ ಗುರವೇ ಸರ್ವ ಲೋಕಾನಾಂ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮಸ್ತುಭ್ಯಂ ವರದೇ ಕಾಮರೂಪಿಣಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾರಂಭಂ ಕರಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ. ಓಂ ನಮಃಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಹಂಸಾಸ್ವಾದಿತ ಚರಣಕಮಲಚಿನ್ಮಕರಂದಾಯ ಭಕ್ತಜನಮಾನಸ ನಿವಾಸಾಯ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವಾಗೀಶಾಯಸ್ಯ ವದನೆ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀರ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಚ ವಕ್ಷತಿ ಯಸ್ಯಾಸ್ತಿ ಹೃದಯೇ ಸಂವಿತ್ ತಂ ನೃಸಿಂಹ ಅಹಂ ವದೇ. ಓಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ. ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 1-10 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 14. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಪರಂ ಭೂಯ ಪ್ರವಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಾನಾಜ್ಞಾನಮುತ್ತಮಂ ಯಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ಮುನಯಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪರಾಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಂ ಸಂಗತಾಃ ಇದಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುಪಾಶ್ರಿತ್ಯ ಮಮ ಸಾಧನ್ಯಮಾಗತಾಃ ಸರ್ವೋಪಿ ಪ್ರಳಯೇ ನಪ್ಯಸಂತಿ ಚ ಮಮ ಯೋ ನಿರ್ಮಹತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಗರ್ಭಂ ದದಾಮ್ಯಹಂ ಸಂಭವ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಾಂ ತತೋ ಭರತಿ ಭಾರತ ಸ್ವಯೋನೀಷು ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಮೂರ್ತಯಃ ಸಂಭವಂತಿ ಯಾಃ ತಾಸಾಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮಹದ್ಯೋನಿ ಯಂ ಬೀಜಪ್ರದಪ್ರದಾ ಸತ್ವಂ ರಜಸ್ತಮೈಃ ಗುಣಾ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಸಂಭವ निबध्नन्ति महापापो देहे देहेऽस्मिनुज्जयन् तत्र तत्त्वं निर्मलत्वा प्रकाशगमनाभयम् लाइट लाइट सङ्गेन जानक रजो रागात्मकं विद्धि तृष्णासङ्गतमुद्भवम् तन्निबध्नति कौन्तेय कर्मसङ्गेन देहिनम् तमत्प्रज्ञानजं विद्धि मोहनं सर्वदेहिना प्रमादादस्य निद्राभिः तन्निबध्नाति भारत तत्त्वं सुखे संयति रजकर्माणि भारत ज्ञानमाहृत्युतं तमः प्रमादे संयत्युत रजस्तमश्चाभिभूय सर्वं भवति भारत रजस्तत्त्वं तमश्चैव तमस्तत्त्वं रजस्तथा. I welcome all of you for this winter session now. Yeah. Just 3 days back I came from India. It's a midnight for me, okay? Anytime you feel me little stomach, understand, I'm following this chapter very well. Whatever you discuss here, I can show you those exhibitors also. Bhagavan brings her very beautiful things. The Prakriti, who is Trigunatmika, Sattva Rajo Tamo Gunatmika, Karyanu Neya. You can infer from its effect that she has these three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamas, alpha, beta, gamma. Okay. Now, person who gets attached, who identifies becoming one with this guna, he becomes samsari. Samsara karanam. Samsarati asminiti samsara. Place where transmigration, born is gone, born is gone, continues. You don't decide to born, you are born. You don't decide to die, you have to what? Die one day, unless you commit suicide. This is all happening. Avasya. Avasya means without your will, you undergo all these things. And also inside also, so many things happening. Judging, branding myself, and because of that also I suffer. Suffering is mental, and pain is physical. Both are there in samsara. Why? I identify with these three gunas. How this bondage, the attachment to guna, kasmin gune, katham sangaha, how we develop, how we got attached to this guna, keva gunaha, what is guna, what are the numbers? Are they stationary? Are they changing? If they are changing, how they change? why they change, who make them change, where they change, and how the changes bring certain effect. Katham te badnanti, how this guna binds me? Rajju vina, without rope they bind me. I feel really bound to them and I cannot move. More I struggle, the bond becomes more firm. That is the bondage. How to shake it off? Mokshanam katham. How one can free oneself from this guna, because having these three guna is not a happy thing. Nobody can say, I got tamas also and I'm really happy. No. I got rajas and also very happy. No. All these three guna bring different type of emotions and commotions born of them. Is there a way to free oneself from this guna? Katham mokshanam syat? Yes, there is a way to free oneself from this guna. What is the characteristic? Lakshanani. One who has freed oneself from this bondage of these three gunas once and for all is called free person. Freed from this guna. What freed him from this guna and what keeps me bound to this guna? Iti evam artham. All this is to be discussed. So Bhagavan started without any question from Arjuna. He started this chapter. Sometimes you start a topic because whatever you talk, you feel you need to add something to that. Like after writing the letter, you put a cross and put what? Footnote. Attention, okay? Don't forget to pick me up from airport last week. So this is the last note. So Bhagavan wrote the whole chapter. Then he talks about that. I won't say all that there up to the 9th verses. I take for granted you all know, correct? Tamas doesn't allow you to answer or just best answer is this way too. So nobody understands yes or no. Typically, okay? So no Bharatanatyam for that. This is okay. So here, Sri Krishna was expressing how each guna when comes up, what is its product? Sattvam sukhe sanjayati rajak karmani bharata jnanamavrutya tutamaha pramade sanjayati uta. Sattva binds in the form of pleasure, rajas in the form of action, but tamas covering the knowledge binds indeed in the form of pramada, apathy. This was the last statement he made. Each karya, each guna shows its result. Even sattva binds, that is the thing. In sattva there is a knowledge. There is a happiness. The happiness is clear happiness. You understand something and that itself brings a joy. Vidyanande Brahmananda. Yogi is also sitting by himself. He knows how to be himself. Therefore, Yoganande Brahmananda. There is one more fellow called Sapadrama. Sapadrama is one who enjoys different type of food. Vishayanande Brahmananda. As we understand, see, the food doesn't give you joy. You appreciate, this is the taste, the shades of taste you appreciate. Wow. Shades of colors you appreciate, wow. Shades of music, different ragas you appreciate, wow. Correct? That call also, Anabhishayanande Brahmananda. They could happen. But they are bound to their sukham. They don't want to give up their sukham. Because of this, it gives me sukham, happiness. So I am bound to the sukham and the one who brought sukham. Even knowledge also brings happiness. So Vidwan is bound to the books all the time. Therefore all Vidwan knows next birth will be what? All the time in the book. What will be his next birth? He will be some bug in some book next birth. That's all he will be calling. All the time reading, all the time reading. Thick glasses. Thick glasses means what? Reading, reading changes the color. When our course started, only problem was after 1 year, all the students required glasses. It's a big expense, you know. Swamiji, because of studying Vedanta, they were glasses now. So he had to give glasses to everybody. Okay. But enjoys that also. Vidyananda. Then he said, Rajaha. When the desire is there, action will happen. Janati, Ichchati, Karma Karoti. Comes to know certain things. The desire for that thing. And to fulfill desire, Vyaparam Kuroti. Anukula Vyaparam. Right, appropriate, adequate effort you to make to gain that thing. Idam Mesyat. I love this person. I think I can marry this person. Marriage will make me happy. Other person doesn't know, but you think that's all. So that's what you get married. And to get married, you do what? Not your whole family, do lot of activity. For what? Marriage. Marriage is the third of the sentence. It's a meaningful word or lifetime sentence, okay? You get married. Activity. Then after all, activity never stops because you are married. Very good, it's beautiful. So, Janati Ichchati Karma Karoti. Once the bug of desire happens here, person cannot sit quietly. They have to fulfill the desire, has to do lot of activity. Correct? That's for karma, karmani. And tamas is what? Tamas is completely covering my capacity to discriminate. Each situation in life open up to you choices. You have to make a choice. Right or wrong choice you can make. You don't know right or wrong. What you think is right and you make right choice. Can be wrong also. You have to make choices. Here is a person, any situation, does not want to make any choice. Doesn't want to perform anything because he cannot even understand what is right, what is wrong, what is good for me. Karya karye. What is to be done, what is not to be done, is not clear to him. Always confused. Or also no desire to follow anything. That is called jnana mavritya, blanketed knowledge. Pramade. This is called pramada. Pramada is procrastination. Always kal hoga. You ask anything, when will you do this thing? In India, very good answer. Dekhenge. Dekhenge means what? And they translate it, will see. Will see means what? Never see. Okay? That's all they will see. Can you have a meeting? Yes, we'll see. Something will happen. Never. This is the fellow. Now, here, Bhagavan, all the three gunas, do they pop up simultaneously? Or in krama, one, second, third, like first sattva, then always rajas, then tamas, is the sequence, or all of them come together, or there is no vyavastha. Something happens, suddenly sattva comes. How do they appear in one person? That is a question. Therefore, uktam karyam kada kurvanti gunaha iti uchyate. When do the guna execute their stated effect? What tamas can do, what rajas can do, what sattva can do, all have different effect. I little want to say more about sattva, rajas, tamas, guna. It's going to define. This prakriti guna, when sattva is there, person is alert, cheerful, together, poised, introvert, alive to the situation. This is the person when sattva is there. When rajas comes, ambition, activity, restlessness, and lot of choices come to this person. Ye karo, decide to do. Called rajas. When tamas comes, the person becomes dull, sleepy, inadvertedness, procrastination. All this happens. Pramada, alasya, nidra. Out of three guna, which is the best? Which is the best? Well, such a brilliant crowd I got. What an answer. So those who wanted sattva, please give up your rajas and tamas, give it to me, I will accept it. Here after no sleep, like I am up in the whole night like an owl because of jet lag. So no sleep, tamas is gone. My tamas is during class, understand? Not that after. So tamas is gone. Do you want a sleepless night? Do you want life without activity? So understand, each guna is great at the right time. Okay? Your sleep is also invited. Activity also invited. In kitchen, lot of activity has to happen, then only food will happen. In office, lot of activity happens, then only business will go. Anyway, all business goes to outsourcing, but it goes. So business will go. And sattva also require planning, understanding, talking and discussing, all is required. But then one is there which is required, others are not required. But here what we are talking is, there is something called predominance. Pradhanyam. When sattva is pradhanyam, rajas tamas become gaunam. They are not there. They subserve to this sattva. And as ideal, we don't want to have ideal in every ideal. Atha brahmana ke nasya. What we talked in the fourth chapter, Chatur Varnyam Mayasrishtam Gunakarma Vibhakasaha Tasya Kartara Vimam Vidhi Akartaram Vakyayam. I have brought this four Varna and four Ashrama. Is that Bhagavan said, by this Guna, Prakriti Guna, there is only four possibilities are there. Sattva predominant, rajas and tamas is what gauna means, what less less matra, it is there. Rajas is predominant, followed by sattva. Rajas is predominant, followed by tamas. And tamas followed by rajas, only four combination is possible, fifth is not possible. And understand one more thing also. Prakrutihi parinamini. This trigunatmika mayakhya prakriti is always parinamini, undergoes change, modification. Sattva always undergoes change. If it has to go under change, it will always become rajas. If rajas has to undergo change, it can again become sattva or it can become tamas. If tamas has to undergo change, it can become what? Why not sattva? Not possible. From tamas to sattva, there is no direct flight. It is a hopping flight. There is no direct flight. So tamas has to become what? Raja. Now rajas can again become tamas. Rajas is both the sides. It can open up this side. Sattva can become only rajas. Tamas can become only rajas. And rajas can become what? Sattva or tamas. So Brahmana is one who is a thinking person, doing lot of activity which has other dedicated activity, yajna, dana, tapaha, lot of rituals which will help others, lot of charity does, and lot of austerity in his life is there, no indulgence is there, that is called tapasvi, yajnika, dani. This person is called sattvika. Brahmana. When the mind is alert, vigilant, quiet, abiding, learning can happen. So when sattva is predominant and rajas is second place, that mind can learn anything. It can be microbiology, it can be mathematics, it can be Brahma Vidya, it can be music. Anything he can learn while he has achieved learning mind. Gita has whole process how one can acquire a learning mind. A situation which helps him to mature, to become a person who has a learning mind. What is learning mind? Mind which can learn in all situations. Our mind is learning on Sunday morning, first or third, 10 to 10:30, afterwards no, up to that only we go. So then you look back all the way 180 degrees to look at the clock. So that's all learning mind is there. It goes away. All the time you've got learning mind. What a greatest endowment is this, a person can do all the time vichara. Can do inquiry, can sit and study, can sit and understand. Even sit in a classical music concert without moving for 3 hours, enjoying the ragas. That mind is not ordinary. And especially when it comes to Brahma Sutra, you pile up argument after argument and build up the whole thing. Janma Vyasyataha, Shastra Yonitva. One sutra goes on and on piling up the argument. Because intellectual stamina to stay with the argument and keep moving, go back and forth at the argument and enjoy how they arrive at that Shastra has come from Brahman and Shastra alone helps you to understand the Brahman both the way Yoni Shabda can use. That cause or achievement one has to gain, that is called Sattva, and we name the Sattva as what? Brahmana. Every person, every individual has to mature, has to grow inside, inner growth, to become what? Mature. Atha brahmana. That is the life growth. That is real achievement in one's life. All other things has no value. When the structure is sound, discipline is there, becomes sattva. Before that person can be rajasic, but all activity is always for helping others. See, to do the seva work, to do the charitable work, you have to do lot. People are given, they go to leprosy, and India they eradicate leprosy, helping in that area. Tuberculosis is one more thing. All this area, you help people, and you enjoy helping them. You want nothing. That is called dharma. A happiness born of relieving somebody's pain, not your pain. That happiness is called dharma. That is called sattva. So they are very active, but not self-centered, but what? Dedicated activity. They are called kshatriyas. There is one more cell also very active. He has got lot of rajas. He is never tired traveling. Now he is in India. Now he is in Malaysia. Now he is in California. Now he travels, world traveler. For what? For what? Pet ke vaste. All this activity for what? I want to make money. I want to become something. He wanted to make always for what? For himself gaining some end, wealth, etc. Wealth, power, position, all that he wants. And such an honor also he wants. That is called what? All business community becomes what? Vaishya. Even if you go to the shop, they smile at you. That also they will write in the bill, $1 for smile. This is all. A businessman was taken by Yamaraja, Lord Lad. They both were traveling. Suddenly he saw the two roads going, one going to left, other going to right. The businessman asked, sir, where these two roads are going? He said, one is going to hell, right side, other is going to, right side going to heaven, and left side going to hell. Then Yama want to know, what is your desire, sir? You are a businessman. What do you think? He said, if you relieve me now, allow me, I will start a shop here. I can get clients from both the sides. I'll start a motel here. I'll get the people from... See, this mind is always what? Making advantage of every situation. Yeah. The mind is only the money. So Kshatriya is very active and Vaishya also very active. But behind the activity, one is a sattva for other benefit is doing. Other is doing for what? Apne baal or bacha. Only. Baal mani is children as such. But we in India mean baal bacha means baal means hair and bacha. This world. Me and my family, nothing more than that. Or himself only. And tamasa is the one person who doesn't do anything. He may do something just to earn for himself, to run his life. Not interested in it. No ambition, not to get money, not to get position, nothing. He is just a laborer. We start our life like that. Tamas only, Shudra. When you are born, you are what? Shudra, all the time sleeping and crying for little food, correct? Otherwise, you will not cry also. So, hunger and thirst, you cry, and you get it again, go to. So, all Kumbhakarana avatara. Kumbhakarana or Kumbhakarani. Okay, both are there. Then slowly become active, social smile star, and children are so active that you get tired, you know. Abba, especially we leave our children to our grandparents, you know. Day after whole day keeping, they come and when they, you come in the back from the office, they surrender to you. Take your children, I had enough of it, let me rest now. Because they are so active, and these people are what? All arthritis, they can't run around. It's over. Very active. Balastavat kridasaktaha. And third is what? Business, making money, all careers start. That is called what? Vaishya, me and my wife, my family, my children, my home. And after 50, they come to Arsya Vidya Gurukulam. Janet is waiting at the gate only. Aim for seva. And he is also interested, yes, I should do something for my community. I should do something for the people who need. I want to do something for the children's education. For health care I want to do. You are expired, you have got money, you have got power. Now you want to help. You become what? And they won't keep you quiet. They will make you work, okay? What? Kshatriya. And then you become what? Probably. What? Brahmana. Samiji, I want to study. Come for first and third weekend class. I want to study more. Come for long weekend class. I want to study more. Come for 1 week classes. Study a little more. Come for 15 days classes. I want to study more. 1 month classes. I want to just study and study, Samiji. 3 years course going on in India. Go there. Then become what? Come on. What become what? Brahmana. Understand, this is growth. It has to happen. Therefore, Vanaprastha Ashram is there. There is Satvika. And the Sannyasa is there. It's Gunatita. That we are going to talk later on. So, here he talks, when fun is predominant. Now we'll read the verse number 10 again and finish the verse. Rajastamascha Vibhuya. Svam bhavati bharata, rajasattvam tamasyaiva, tamasattvam rajastatha. Rajastamascha ubho api abhibhuya. One guna becomes predominant, overwhelming over other two. Overwhelming what? Rajas and tamas, sattva arises. Vardhate, udbhavati arises. Vardhate, increases. Yada tada labdhatvakam sattvam. Svakaryam jnana sukhadi aravate. Their own product, the sattva, brings cheerfulness, knowledge. Whatever you try to understand the problem, you see the solution immediately. Sattva is there. Understand, we have got two words. One is called this sukham prasannata, prasada. Other is called as harshaha. The harsha is rajasik. And prasadam is sattvik. When you enjoy something externally, and that joy is born, that joy is harshaha, because born of rajas. But it is something appreciate, the form of knowledge, which is more abiding, that is called sattva. There is very big difference. There is in rajas, there is immediately anticlimax. Anticlimax was, I was very happy. And in American language, you can say, oh, it gave me a kick. So you get kicked, correct? So this really gave me a kick. Ah. Very happy I was. Then the next minute is what? And Krishna, I may happiness went away. But sattva, the pleased mind, the cheerfulness is abiding. It was not born of raja, indriya, visaya, janita sukham, it is not. It is purely cognitive, therefore it is called prasada, it is called jnanam. Svakadhyam jnana sukhadi arabate, then comes what? Then also, or samadama is there, sattva. Adherence to value structure. See, when you follow value, understand the value. Like number one, the value is called non-violence. I will not hurt physically, orally, or mentally anybody. That's the biggest vow. I'm very careful not to hurt anybody. No life I hurt. No people I know, emotions I hurt. If person is an ideal, he's got freedom to have it, why I should even disturb that person? I respect his value. I respect his trust also. I respect his belief also. I respect. He's got a freedom to have it. Therefore, never to disturb anybody around me or hurt anybody around me. Here our Pujya Swami Dayanandji's speciality, look at him. The greatest form of ahimsa, non-violence, is to be non-judgmental towards others and to be non-judgmental towards oneself is the highest form of non-violence. When I judge others as criminals, when I judge anybody around me, the judgment is wrong. The person whom you are judging is not what you think. And branding that person is still the violence. You know, talking also, we have to be very careful. Same time, we judge ourselves, I am a criminal. Guilt, any guilt we put on ourselves, that is hurting oneself, not to hurt oneself, or not to have hurt others also, being non-judgmental is the highest form of ahimsa. So like that you understand about the word non-violence. Non-violence you don't do, okay? Let me do non-violence. You can't say. Non-violence. Violence you don't do. That is called akartum. I don't do anything. That itself is the greatest thing. I consciously never do anything which hurts others. That is very important. So this is about, actually they call sattva, understand? And understanding the values, assimilating the values, and having certain discipline in one's life, that makes it what? Sattva. Then comes what? Tatha rajogunaha. Rajogunakam sattvam tamasya evo upoti abhibhuya. When the rajas arise, sattva and tamas are overwhelmed. When rajas arise. When the tamas arises, now come on, what is the overwhelm? Rajas and sattva. This all three things is there. Tata rajuguna, sattvam, tamascha ubo api abhibhuya vardate, tata karma trishnadi, longing. Mar jaunga magar leke chhodunga. I will die, but I will get it. After death, what is of getting it? I don't know for this. How crazy they go. And so much longing inside. Meri jhansi kisi ko nahi dungi. Not dena. permit. Krishna, I will not share with anybody. I want it. More I get, more I want it. So much longing is there inside. This is called Krishna. But that has come, Krishna comes. A story is there. A person was going with the 5 donkeys to sell them. He was to go to the forest. Then some highwayman, looter, found out. They chased him and took away all the 5 donkeys from him. Now this fellow was crying in the forest. Aranya Rodanam. They are saying, Aranya Rodanam is nobody listens to you. If you cry in the forest, who will listen to you? But there was one Devata. The Devata of the forest was there, a celestial being. He appeared before him. He said, what happened? I lost my 5 donkeys. And this fellow had a special ring on his. Special ring was wearing. He just rubbed the ring. All the 5 donkeys came back. He was so happy. Appa, this fellow is amazing. Then this Devata, slowly the greed came back to this guy. What do you want? Devata asked him. The angel asked him, what do you want? He said, can you pay for the price for this 5? He said, yes. Again, rubbing the ring, he got so many coins of silver, gave him more than the price. This fellow cannot lift it. He said, can you help? How will I carry all this silver? He said, I'll give you 1 donkey, you load everything and go. Then he loaded and went. Then the greed was more. After some time he thought, after walking through the distance, he came back. Devata, yes. Why did you give me other 4 also donkeys? When you give me 1, you can give me 4 also. He gave him 4 and also more coins. He put all of them. He went. Again he came back. Called Krishna, you know. More you get, more you. Now what do you want? See, you are having that ring. Why didn't you give me the ring also? Tatastu. But one thing is that you give me all your donkeys and coin back, okay? You take this ring. This is price. Sure. He went home and wife was happy. Hey, did you get some money or not? He said, yes, I got a ring from there, from the forest. Where are the donkeys? This will give everything. Then he started rubbing, nothing came out. He lost. This is because of what? Labhat lobha vartate. More you gain, more you what? Little more money I get, then I will go to India. Okay. Little more I wanted. In hierarchy I want to go little more. You always want little more, but that little is what? Nobody can fulfill. That is called lobha. Karma trishnadi. Because of the longing, craving, constantly they are active. You can see this by the business people. Are so active. 1 person business, but let me go and get 1 person at least. This 0.5 also I don't mind. I must get the bug. That's all. This fellow is always hooked to what? Profit orientation. Kitna milega. Rajas produces desire because of which one undertakes action. Therefore, karma trishna diswa karyam arabhyate. Then comes the tamas, our favorite thing. Tama akyo guna sattvam raja uvopi abhibhuya. When tamas is there, even if you ask the name, he can't answer. What did you ask? Whose name you are asking? It's called what? Tamas. Correct? Nothing is registered. You talk to him anything for 5 minutes, what did you say? It's called what? Real stubborn. Okay. There are people who are sleeping. It's okay. But there are people who are sleepy. All the time what? If the sleep it is better, if their alert is better, these fellows are what? They call Ubhaya, this fellow. So it's very difficult to talk to them. All that. We had one brahmachari. He will wake up in morning 2 o'clock, do some sadhana. Some sadhana he used to do. 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock he will get up and up to 5 o'clock he will do sadhana, 7 o'clock will do sadhana. Then whole day in the class is what? It will then better you sleep in the night. At least you will be doing something daytime. Sleepy, tamas. No activity is possible. No knowledge is possible. Even if you cut joke before this fellow, what happened? You have to laugh for him. Because he won't laugh, you know. Husband gave a necklace of $50,000 to the wife. Beautiful necklace. She wore it and she was so happy. And just next day onwards, she stopped talking to the husband for 2 years. She didn't even talk to him. You know why? That was a deal. I want to bring some sattva in you. All of you laugh means what? So no tamas. Listen, I check up. Some people are still not laughing anyway. So, abhibhuyasatha vardhate yada tada jnana avaranadi svakaryam arabhyate. Tamas arises, produces dullness. See, the dullness is a big problem. See, I know people who are teaching somebody. If the person has some problem in understanding, little dull, you say nothing happens here. With enthusiasm you teach, and the fellow has the same question again. Ah, that is okay. Why is this? Then you say, you don't know what to do. I know one of my Swami was there. He was a great, very brilliant person. And he was trying to explain what is eclipse to somebody, young man. He explained the whole thing for 25 minutes and this fellow asked the same question. Then this Swami got really, he was different, you know, like not like our Swami said, okay, theek hai, not like that. He said, I don't understand. Why you don't understand? You have to understand that people don't understand, correct? People have difficulty in understanding. They always laugh for the joke 3 times, correct? Possible to understand. So, dullness is there, sleepy is there. So, from this effect, we infer, understand. Guna, you don't see. Guna karyam we see. We don't see this attribute. We see only the product, the effect of them. From there we infer sleepiness is there, dullness is there. It should be because of what? Tamas. Activity, ambition is going on. Rajas. Smart, brilliant, alert, cheerful, what? These are the 3 guna and 1 predominant, others to become what? Overwhelmed by this 2. Now, tada yogunaha udbhuto bhavati tada tasya kim lingam iti uchyate. How do you again infer which guna has appeared? How do you say? Then he gives one more verse for that. So, from the different standpoint of view, he points out the same thing again, different point of view. Sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasa upachayate nanam yada tada vidya vrittam sattvamityuta. Sarvadvareshu, with reference to all the gates, yada, when, dehesmin, in this body, with reference to the all the gate means sense organ, dehesmin prakasa upajayate. When illumination, which is knowledge, is born in this body, tada, then, jnanam iti uta vidyat vivruddham sattvam. Then may you know in the that sattva has increased. Sarvadvareshu means gates. See, gates have got two things. You can come in and go out. All the sense organs are considered dwarani. The objects enter and you also go out through your thought form and reach that also. Correct? I look at this flower, my thought form reads this. This form has come back to my mind. So both ways happen. Inside go inside also and the thought goes out also. So that is called both the way. Gates they are called. Gates to enter into me. Eyes, ear, nose, taste, touch, sabda sparsha rupa rasa ganda. Okay. Atmana, Mr. the Jiva, upalabdhi dvarani. The world becomes evident to me because of eyes, ear, nose, taste, tongue. Because of them, I know the world. Sarvani karmani, karanani, teshu sarva dvareshu, antakkanasya buddhehe mrittihi. Now, each object brings in me a particular form. This is a big thing in Vedanta Paripasa. Vritti, through my eyes, I read this pushpam and my mind takes the form of this flower. And I see this form here and I recognize this is flower. So vritti vyapti, phala vyapti, both happen. First mind takes the form of the object and second thing it recognizes cognitively. You see something, oh this is eye, oh this is a sparrow, oh this is a crow. Oh, this is a cloud called sea and other. It goes so quickly that we don't understand that two things are happening. So through the sense objects take a form in the mind and they are illumined by the mind. That is called as jnanam, correct? Sarvadvareshu. And they are all sense organs are in the physical body. Asmin dehe prakashah. Physical body lights up the awareness, that is knowledge. Okay? So here is the alertness in the form of knowledge. Tada eva jnanam yada evam prakashah jnanakya upajayate. Tada jnana prakashena lingena vidya janiya. Once the knowledge takes place, better you understand, you got cognitively appreciating what is the front of you, that time sattva is there. Sattvamiti. Sattva means arises. This is the basis for inference for sattva. Now, with one example, we'll go home idea very well. You are reading New York Times. Okay. You are not reading Upanishad or Shakespeare. That require little more effort. You are reading just simple newspaper. What Obama said today morning. That's all you are reading. And what our Mataji said in India. The proxy also said the same thing afterwards. Proxy for this Mataji. They say something, and you are reading newspaper. Once you read, second time you read, three times you read, and four times, oh, this is what she said. Now, why you are reading four times? Because very important, correct? First time nothing happened. Second time what? Nothing happened. Third time what? Nothing happened. Fourth time, what he said was simple thing, not big thing. They don't say big thing, they can't say. And written thing they read. They don't have big thing to already written. They will just read. And you don't see where this is written, but they read there. So they read. Not big thing to even understand. But what they say, and you to read this thing, why four times? Why? First three times the thumbs was there. Fourth time only you understand, suddenly your eyes go, means what? Is what? Sattva has come. Now I infer sattva has born. Up to now was struggle was going on, you know. A person got strangulated on the escalator for 24 hours. It's a one-line joke, understand? I have to tell now. I don't name the thing, but Sardarji was asked. What is first, egg or chicken? What is first, come on. Egg or chicken? Vedanta is called anavastha dosa. Chicken came from egg came from chicken. You can't say which came first. But when Sardarji was asked, he had a clean answer. What he said, no? Whatever ready, bring it first. When I told this joke to Pujya Swamiji, he said, if both are ready, bring both. Okay. Now, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what we are trying to say. Anavastha, dosa, all this. Dosa is in you only. He has no dosa. He just straight away asked something else. So, to click, to see, I mean Gujarati we say chamki. And English we say tube light. See, India we have got specially, now here I don't see those tube lights here. No. In America there are no tube lights. Very alert people. In India we have got tube lights. You start and pray Bhagavan Narayana. Let your Prakasha come here also. It starts. You are so happy. So like the 3-4 times comes and goes, and what? Then stop forever. So sometimes start. So we call these fellows who takes time to understand are called what? Tube light. If you don't like this example, I got another example called parachutes open little late. It takes time. So therefore, people don't register things very quickly. I experience this in India all the time. I make announcement. The 15 onward, we don't have classes. One person will be always there. What did you say in the class? What was the announcement? I understand he was out of chase at that time, mentally. This happened. So So this is called now sattva. Whenever it clicks, you understand sattva is there. Now we'll go for a little break. I started 10 o'clock dot, okay? 11:05 is top. 11:05.